Welcome to a Toxic Talk Tuesday on Chris Fabry Live. Go through the highways and byways and beckon those who would like to live toxin-free and tell them about our get-together here today. We will be joined by my toxic life coach, Miss Toxin-Free 2011, voted by her graduating class at the University of Virginia as most likely to make her own detergent, Andrea Fabry. Today, it's the 12 days of toxins or something like that. We're going to find out some meaningful gifts you can give that have nothing to do with a partridge in a pear tree. Someone in your life who wants to take a step forward toward a more healthy lifestyle. That's what we're going to do today. And if you've heard any of our previous Toxic Talk Tuesdays, you'd know this, the holiday edition is always much more festive. So here's how you get involved. And we will be taking more calls today. We've done a lot of focus group meetings. And the only complaint that we've had about our time with Andrea has been, over the last several months, people saying we want to talk with her. We want to have the audience with her. And so we're going to open the phone lines up today. If you have a question along the lines of toxins around the holidays or buying those gifts that don't have any toxins in them, dial 1-877-LIVE-675. Or if you've heard something in the last few months and you say, I just don't get it about this, then you will be able to talk with her today at that number, 1-877-548-3675. Everything that we talk about here that is given in the list is going to be at her website. And you can find that link on our website, chrisfabrylive.org, chrisfabrylive.org. Trish McMillan's our producer. Eric Hufford's our engineer. Elizabeth Asaturo's answering your calls, which brings us to that wonderful time in the program when I get to introduce our guest. Yes, Eric, go ahead. Roll our theme song for Andrea. We always play this when she visits us, whether it's a Toxic Talk Tuesday or not. This is her theme.
I love it.
Yeah.
Just curious who was in the focus group. Sounded like there were many.
Multiple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yes. Many, many, many groups, many days, weekends, late at night. And but that was the one resounding thing. We don't get to talk with her.
True. We don't have time. We're always in such a hurry, aren't we?
Oh,
to,
we are.
To wade
Let's
through
slow
our material.
Down. Let's
okay,
slow
I'm good
down
with that.
I first met our guest in a small room on a college campus a little more than 30 years ago. The anniversary of our first date is coming up, less than a month away, and so is our wedding anniversary. I can't say that about many guests here on the program.
1 year to the day we were married after our first date.
I remember the blue bell-bottom pants.
It's true.
Brown sandals, the violet, as I recall, is a striped but predominantly blue slash violet shirt.
Yes.
With a little violet tie thing at the top.
Yes.
That you were wearing.
Permed hair. Permed hair.
The bell bottoms, though, were
memorable.
Yeah. And from there, her life went straight downhill. And
to where we are today.
How she got from an economics major to working in radio news, then to becoming a toxic life coach is a sad little story.
It is sad. It's taken a twist we didn't expect, but I find that economics is coming in handy these days for me. When we talk about our margin and our health, we've talked about that before. Our margin is diminishing.
Meaning that
we have so many toxins in our life today that our margin for health it's the law of diminishing returns.
Wow. Mm. You don't get that at the UVA econ class. You picked that up along the way, which is a good, let me set the stage here. A good way to start the program to say, okay, why should we listen to Andrea Fabry talk about toxins? You don't have a degree. You
so true.
You know, but you are,
well,
this is your, this
I
has
learned
been your
from
life.
Experience. Yes. And what I think what gives me a certain level of credibility is the fact that I've been way on the other side. For a large part of my life, I had absolutely zero interest in anything environmental or didn't care to know about anything in my products or food. So, but due to a health crisis, I had to learn because I had to learn what was happening to our bodies that we were so, so sick. And the more I learned then, the more interested I became, the more things began to make sense. And then I realized there a lot of people don't know this, and it's helpful to know this. Regardless, whether you're sick or not, it's good to know.
So you are the everyman's,
I am
every woman's,
yes,
every person's guide to living healthy.
Well, I'm on the journey. It's been 3 years.
So you're not saying you've arrived.
I'm learning. learning every single day. And sometimes I just weep in front of the computer. Seriously, I enjoy this kind of research. And so that's why I'm happy to pass it on. I really do enjoy it, but I have found myself weeping at times, wishing I would have known this when my kids were younger.
Give me a give me one thing that you have wept over.
I wasn't planning on getting it, but fluoride and fluorine and the element fluorine and used in sarin and chemical warfare and how it's made its way in, certainly in small doses, can be, I'm sure, beneficial, but not the way that we've integrated it into our culture. And so I wish I would have known that.
And that's in toothpaste or?
Yes. Yeah, and what we use it, the water.
Yeah.
But we could go on, and we digress from our. And I'm not here to be Sarah Scrooge at all. Let's face it, this is the holiday season.
Sally,
Scarlet, maybe Sally Scrooge would be good.
Okay, so you're here to help, and it's going to be a festive, fun thing that we're going to do because you're going to give us 12 gifts.
For the person whose spouse, friend, loved one is. It's kind of on this path and they're very interested in this and maybe even offensive to you, where you're kind of rolling your eyes and saying, I don't quite get it. This list will help you buy something very caring and loving for them. This is also for the person who is on this path. And we talked last time that it takes quite a bit of brain energy to take in all the change. It becomes very overwhelming. However, if you do it one step at a time, you can slowly integrate some changes. This is for you if you're kind of in that process and on that journey. You can give this list to somebody and say, hey, if you're looking for some ideas for me, I would really like number 6 or number 3.
And again, this is not something that we're trying to overwhelm people or that you're trying to overwhelm people with.
Not at all. In fact, this is where we have to... Well, if I had it to do over, and I don't, I would do this very gradually. However, we were in a state of crisis, very long story, unnecessary to share here. I had to figure this out. What can we use on our hair? What can we, what types of baths can be healing? What should be in our food? You know, I had to figure it out so quickly. And what that has led to is more knowledge in a short amount of time than I would choose. Yeah. So, but for people who aren't in crisis, you have to believe the word process because at its root, it means moving forward. And so this is a direction to go that I think we're headed anyway, because the more we're realizing kind of how many chemicals have found their way into our everyday life, the more we're realizing there's probably value in going back to some of the older traditions.
So we started in the laundry room, as I recall.
We did.
We're still getting people writing us saying, how do I do that? And if you go to the website that's linked to chrisfaberlife.org, you can find that. So we went to the kitchen then. We went to the bath.
We digressed.
We did.
To personal care products.
Personal care, that's right.
Worth another 3 programs. And then we went back to the bathroom.
The bathroom.
And here we are today.
And today. And then, just to give people a roadmap, because I know that we're gonna talk about the holidays and these gifts and into the Yuletide season. And then toward the beginning of the year, a lot of people really want to make changes, right?
So, you know, my challenge is to enjoy the holidays, even after hearing this program. Enjoy the holidays.
If you can.
Don't feel like you have to make any major changes because this is not the time of year to do that if that overwhelms you. But I think everybody is kind of, you know, we do gravitate to a new year.
Yeah.
And I would be thinking, so what is one change I'd like to make? I'm just going to kind of sit with that for the next few weeks.
Okay. Andrea Fabry is her name, Toxic Life Coach, Toxic Talk Tuesday, and we'll give you a list coming up here on the program.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
I know it's the 29th of November, but this is our holiday Toxic Talk Tuesday with none other than Toxic Life Coach herself, Andrea K. Fabry. You'll find out her maiden name on our website, which is chrisfabrylive.org. She is a mother of 9, How did that happen? Former co-host of Midday Connection and also co-host now of Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, founder and president of Moms Aware. And all right, people have their pencils and paper out. They are ready to go.
For this list, this is Toxic Talk Tuesday's 12 treats for the toxic trainee.
Okay, 12 treats for the toxic trainee. Would that be me?
Well, yes. Yes, you knowing that there are many like you.
Yes, okay.
Okay, because I know you've got your pencil and paper ready. The first gift I suggest is a good book on the subject. So I have three that I like. There are many out there. And of course, I love Amazon for this because if you like this, you'll like this. And you can kind of read the reviews and see what you think fits this person. But I list three. One is Better Basics for the Home, Simple Solutions for Less Toxic Living. This is written by a woman who had serious illness as well and had to learn all this. So she has just a variety of recipes, everything you'd ever want to know, including windshield wiper fluid. The next one I like is The Naturally Clean Home, and that's really is focused on cleaning, but she uses a lot of different type recipes, a lot of herbs. And Supernatural Home is another good one, and there are many more.
Okay. And so if you're not going to get all of this, you can go to the website and link over there, and they've got these 12 treats, but three books. None of these are necessarily written from a Christian perspective.
No, but you know, it's interesting because when you talk about natural things, it almost emanates from it, whether or not the author knows this, but you can see it throughout. It's like, well, God made lavender. I mean, it's just an incredible plant.
This is why I love her, folks. She gets so excited about God making lavender. Okay, so the first thing is books.
A good book on the subject. The second is essential oils, or one or two or three, as a gift package. And here, let me ask you this.
Oh, is this a quiz?
What are two essential oils mentioned in the Bible, particularly at Christmas?
Oh, frankincense and myrrh.
Yes.
Oh,
what's so interesting? Now, these tend to be expensive. And when you understand that a pound of leaf or extract makes one drop of an essential oil, you can appreciate that these things can be expensive. Now, for lemon oil, it's not nearly as expensive. So I will alert you to this, that 100% pure essential oil in the form of frankincense and myrrh is pricey. However, when you understand that frankincense and myrrh are derived from tree sap, and what does tree sap do for the tree?
Keeps it alive.
Yes, it's an immune system protector for the tree. So
I feel like I'm in the room with Socrates here.
So, antibiotic, antifungal properties in frankincense and myrrh. They're very healing oils and can be used in, behind the neck. There's all sorts of, you can diffuse them, which is our next gift. But if you don't want to invest in something that expensive, things like lemon, peppermint, and lavender are the three best beginning essential oils. And again, you want to look for something 100% pure. You don't want anything added to it.
Okay. So we've gotten books and essential oils. What's the third?
Trivia question, okay, though, very quick. Yes. How many times in the Bible is frankincense mentioned? It's the same for myrrh, exactly.
Oh, really? I'll say, do I get a multiple choice? I'll say five times.
17.
17
each.
Times. Mostly in the Old Testament, then, talking about some kind
I didn't
of,
check
you
that.
Didn't check
good
that.
Question.
Okay. Well, that's your
assignment. That's a future
assignment.
Program. Our third gift goes right along with this, but it could be separate, and that is a diffuser. What's a diffuser,
yeah,
you
what
ask?
What is a diffuser?
It diffuses, or what's the word I'm looking for? I should have checked. What's another word for
emanates
diffuse?
Emanates or dispenses, maybe?
Dispenses, nice. That's very good.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dispenses essential oil into your air. So you could. This is a great present for someone who has an office, a teacher, someone at home. They're wonderful tools to use essential oils in your life because they bring natural fragrance into a room. And not only that, they affect mood and memory. It's fascinating things about essential oil, but I won't go there.
Do they have the eye diffuser out yet or the Andrea diffuser?
No, but I like the eye diffuser.
Okay, so there's three gifts. So we are down to only nine left. Is there a song that goes with this?
There should be.
Okay. So essential oils, books, a diffuser,
Safe Cookware, and well, there's a lot to say about
this.
Boy,
there is. That's a whole
program.
We
talked about this last program. What did we learn is dangerous to birds' lungs and can kill them at an alarming rate? Do you remember that?
Shotguns. Other than shotguns?
Yes.
The different kinds of what do you call that? The stuff that's on the pans. The nonstick stuff.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That can kill a bird less like that.
Yes.
Like in a canary.
And I think you know, that's kind of common knowledge now that we want to move toward
everybody
less.
Knows that.
The problem with that is, first of all, it's chemically based. And when we go back to chemical, we understand that's petroleum based. And so there's a chemical reaction that happens when we have heat and our food. And so that can go into the air and it goes into the food. So it's something we want to move away to. You can move to less reactive cookware, which would be your metals. Your stainless
like
steel,
cast iron.
Yeah. Yes, cast iron. You need to keep it seasoned. So it's kind of a lot of work, but you can do that. The optimal type of cookware is enameled cast iron cookware. And there are two brands that chefs love. Here's what I do. I'm going to tell our listeners that my dad gave me a nice Christmas gift last year because I wasn't going to ask Chris for any of this cookware because it is expensive. And I took and bought my Le Creuset cookware, and I am so glad I did. It will change your life, and you have to try it to believe it.
It's very expensive, though.
It is expensive, but it's lifetime warranty, and I'm telling you, we have burned them. We have done everything. They are very, very durable.
You've thrown a couple at me.
Those even survived. I couldn't believe that.
So, well, it's heavy. It's the heaviest any kind of cookware that I've ever picked up.
Very heavy because it's biology. It's naturally done. There are videos online that show in the factory how it's done. It's basically, you know, Le Creuset, which is the one brand. Staub is another, and there may be others, but those are the two top brands. But Le Creuset means melting pot in French. And what the enamel is, what is enamel? Do you know what that's made of, Chris?
It's teeth.
Okay. It's made of glass, powdered glass.
Of course it
is. And so it's just by combining heat and glass, you get this coating over the cast iron. Because we know we like cast iron because it does conduct heat very well. Mm-hmm. And so you add the enamel. But it's a very complicated process. But it's natural. And so if you want to cook with confidence, enameled cast iron is a great way to go. If you want to try something, now here, I don't have this on the list, Chris.
This is a bonus?
This is a bonus. If that type of cookware interests you, Le Creuset sells mugs.
Oh.
And they're $12, I believe. How great would that be to be drinking your tea or coffee in something you can be sure is safe?
You're not getting a kickback from the government of France.
I am not. I had to learn how to say Le Creuset. I have no, but I would love to go to the factory.
But maybe one day.
I'm the only person who would go to France and be excited to go to a
factory.
Where
would you like to go? Eiffel Tower? Would you like to go to the Champs-Élysées?
I want to go to the factory.
I got to go there to see that enamel. This is why I married her, folks. The bell bottoms and the enamel. 877-LIVE-675. Okay, these are things that you can give. And if you want to find them, go to chrisfabrylive.org and click on the website.
I do give some ideas and some links and all that. But these are just starters, thought starters. The next one would be all-natural makeup. How fun would that be? Now, for that loved one in your life, obviously female, she's not going to spend that extra money on all natural makeup.
No,
we're
going to
say, you know, it's okay. That's last on my list. Understandably so, to be quite honest. This took me a long time to even think about. I couldn't think about it for a long time. Now that I've used the all natural makeup, let me assure you it's worth every penny. So if you would like to give something special, and that's what gifts should be, something they're not going to go do, then I recommend that.
Is that what gifts should be? Now, but I have to ask you, you don't, as I look at you, you don't wear that much makeup, though. I mean, and I like that. I'm not saying, you know, people say paint the barn.
You're not saying
I'm
that?
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, because it's very true.
But
when I go out, which is rare, when I go out, I wear mascara, a little bit of eyeliner. Well, you're right. I don't wear much makeup, but...
But it's worth every penny.
But the reason I don't feel like I need makeup on my skin is because of all the personal care products that I absolutely love.
Yes,
and now
course.
That my skin has become so soft, I don't feel that need.
Which is a perfect segue to number six.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Rasool Clay.
We talked about this on our personal care product.
We did.
Program. Personal care product program. And we got more questions about Rasool Clay than anything else. And that's why I put it on the list, because there's so much interest in this, as there should be. Rasool Clay.
As much as enamel, or would you say?
I don't know where to start. I think frankincense is fascinating. But Rasool Clay is it's naturally occurring, and mostly in Morocco. And it's a red clay. And what's so great about Rasool Clay is that it's smectic.
Yes, it is.
So do you
and
know
some,
what that
you
is?
You know, some days I feel like I am smectic. Especially, well, I won't go into that. But
do you know what smectic
sounds? It sounds like it's almost mineral. It's a name for a mineral or
good.
Something.
Well, that's good. It's the ability to...
Should we take a time out here?
Oh, I can do this. It's the ability to swell when water is added. Okay, so what I'm saying is that Rasool Clay is so great to work with because you deal with some clays.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Okay, I hope you get to experience
the Rasool Clay. Be sure to include that on your card. You're going to love this because it's smectic.
Have a very smectic Christmas. Love, Bill.
But it's all I use on my hair, and I won't go back to that.
Have to go back to the program we did a couple months ago about
Rasool
washing your
clay,
hair
yes,
with mud. Basically.
When I realized
time out. You say it's red. It's gray.
Well, by the time it gets to you,
yes.
But initially, it is a red clay, but it's all drying. It's all naturally processed. You know, you do your best you can. You find your sources that you believe that they're telling you the truth, that they're pulling it out, and you don't always know.
How do you know it's smectic, though?
I mean, well,
is there a
you know, when you add water to it, you can tell if it's smectic.
Because it'll swell.
So, now, not everyone will be interested in using Rasool Clay for their hair. Now, I could get very excited and explain to you 20 reasons why I think it makes a great shampoo. But there are lots of recipes online for conditioner, hair conditioner, and it's a wonderful face mask. It's just, you could use it on your hands. It's great on the skin.
Well, when some of the kids get a bug bite or if they have some kind
of
rashes
or anything, because it's pulling at the toxins. It really is. That's what minerals do, you know, acid, base, and all that.
Yeah.
So it's a negative charge, positive charge. So clay is very good. It's very high on the pH scale.
Here's what I used to buy you all the time. It goes to our next one. Candles. I would go to the store. I loved going to the candle store.
You know, we had been dating a week. Now that I think about it, our first Christmas, and I got him a little, I made him something small. He gave me a dictionary because we like to play Scrabble. He gave me whole array of gifts, including a candle. So that just brings tears to my eyes. You have given me candles for many years.
Very, and the scented candles, you're saying that, and we're not trying to, you know, take anybody's fun away, but the scented candles.
No, we're not. Most of them, they have paraffins for one, and then the scent. Now, we learned this two programs ago, too. 95% of the, how do I say this? 95% of the makeup of fragrance, as we know it, is what? 95% of fragrance. So when you see this on a label, it just says fragrance.
Smectic.
Smectic is the wrong answer.
Okay. Let me think about it, and then you come back and give the answer to that. And then I promise we're going to go to your phone calls at 877-LIVE-675. Toxic Talk Tuesday continues right here on Moody Radio. This is a Toxic Talk Tuesday with Andrea Fabry here on Chris Fabry Live. We are presenting 12 treats for the toxic trainee, and we've gone through six or seven of them. We're going to get to all 12, and we're also going to take your calls at 877-LIVE-675. Andrea had thrown out a question at the before we took the break there. Fragrance consists of 95% of this, and we were talking about candles. And I went to my browser and I typed it in, and I think the answer is petroleum. Is it?
Yes, but you had that on the last quiz. You had that right.
Well, I know,
obviously,
but
I'm
under pressure.
Memory.
I'm thinking of smectic.
Yeah, it's hard
now,
to get away from. I understand.
It's really
totally
difficult.
So it is hard to break away from the idea of scented candles. I respect that. I understand that. The good news is, as with anything, remember, it's only in the last 60, 70 years we have felt like we can't live without these things, when for hundreds of years we were burning candles. What were they made out of? This is the question.
Wax?
Beeswax.
Beeswax. I got a half.
Very good.
I only get a half there.
So you're looking for 100% beeswax candles, and sometimes they put essential oil in. And, of course, the good news is there's no soot. The soot is because there's petroleum product in the candle.
Oh, is that why it leaves a mark on the ceiling?
That's paraffin? Paraffin, yes. So that is the petroleum product in that. That's without the fragrance. So, again, the more natural we can go, the better. And how fun to support some of these small businesses. Now, see, these are family owned oftentimes who are doing this, you know, as a business online.
Because there's not as much money in that for the big businesses. They use the petroleum and can mass produce it.
Precisely, okay. Chris. Very good.
All right. We're going to continue, but Renee is on the line from Winter Haven, Florida. And we said you could talk about the Christmas thing or anything else. Renee, what would you like to talk about?
Okay, I wanted to know how to make my own toothpaste for my children.
Okay.
I heard you talk about that before, and I couldn't write it down because I was driving and it was raining.
Yes.
And I want to know that. And this, as far as shampoo, I know that you said fragrance is really, really bad, and all of our shampoos for my kids, mine, my husband, and conditioner all have fragrance in it.
Well, they do. And if you go to the health food store, you can often find things that are fragrance-free. You really want to check the label. It's not a guarantee, because sometimes they put fragrance masker chemicals to mask the fragrance. So, because there are no laws or regulations at all about personal care products. Companies can put whatever they want, because it's under the assumption that this doesn't affect us health-wise, so therefore there needs to be no regulation. So that said, you can look for fragrance-free product. For toothpaste, you have several options. I make one with bentonite clay. I don't know about Rasool clay. Well, it's Smectic. Who knows? It might work. But you can look online for these recipes, Renee. But baking soda, I know a lot of families will just use baking soda or coconut oil. So kind of look around. Do some, it's very good. It pulls out a lot of toxins. And I'm not a dentist here. I'm not saying this is all you should use or anything. It's just I'm stimulating some further research. And there are simpler options.
What do you use? I know you said you had made something that the kids, it took them a little while to use, but they use?
Well, for my kids, I buy an herb. It's an herb blend. There are very few ingredients, and right now I can't remember it, but I'm using, I haven't gotten my family onto this the way that I'm onto it, which is the bentonite clay, and I put some stevia, little powdered stevia in there, and I'm working on it, because I can definitely tell a difference. It's definitely been better for me, because I'm a lot less gum bleeding, so I know that's a good sign. But
we don't know unless someone tells us, and y'all, your information is just awesome that you even take time to share it with people.
Oh, that's nice of you, Renee.
How many kids do you have, Renee?
I have three, and
good
I have
you.
A very, well, my family usually looks to me for this kind of stuff, so. And with all of us, there's probably about 15 of us.
Yeah. Well, I would print out an article about this if you find something you think would. I did make one with coconut oil, and my one son did like that. But see, again, I didn't come prepared on my toothpaste recipes. I'm sorry. But for shampoo, as a good start, here's what I would do if I had kids, and which I do. and had the time, I would make little bottles of Castile soap. And even you can buy that, but that it really does lather the hair quite well. It's just that with soap of any kind in the hair, a little goes a long way. We've said before, we're over soaped in this generation.
Yes, we
are. We don't need much of the Castile soap, but it is naturally derived.
I think we're so over soaped, I'm feeling a little smectic. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks for the encouragement.
Shannon is in Chicago. Hey, Shannon, your question for my toxic life coach.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wanting to know about hard anodized aluminum cookware, if that is a part of the toxic.
Well, let me say this. It's better than the nonstick. So if I don't know that I would run and get rid of that. I might, if I still had nonstick cookware, I might just take the plunge and just get rid of it and then find something better. It's better than that. So it goes in degrees of reactivity. Your goal with cooking is to have zero reactivity with the food, with any kind of metal or anything. And that isn't the case with the stainless steel. There are combinations of the metal that are better than others.
I'll call the time out here, Shannon. You just hang on. I'm sure you got more questions. This is where you can begin to get.
Yes.
It goes into different layers, because if this is true with your cookware, then what about a water bottle? Is there plastic leaching into
your stainless steel? And where does, of course, heat and metal is what makes it reactive. I don't worry too much about. Well, you're right. I know what the point you're making is. Where does this end?
Yes.
I'm starting to get overwhelmed.
I am.
Now I'm hearing more than I want to know.
Smectic.
But remember, Shannon wanted to know. So, Shannon, I'm talking to you, and it honestly sounds like you want to know. So if you're listening, it's like, this is way too much information. I got too many changes to make. But I did like knowing when I was making changes, even though I felt very overwhelmed many, many times, I liked knowing my ultimate goal. Now, some of it took me 2 years. I knew that I wanted to change out my cookware, but it took me a very long time. I didn't know what to buy. I made some mistakes. Do you know what I mean? So you're asking the question, and the ultimate goal is zero reactivity.
Well, so because I just got this cookware, so I thought maybe I should switch it for stainless steel. But I really was looking for something that's non-stick cookware that's safe. Obviously, you don't use metal in these pots, but it's just good to know.
It's better than that, the real chemical non-stick cookware. Definitely better.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
All right. Here's a question from, let's see. I love the idea of Rasool clay. Where can I find it? Is that on your website?
I do have two sources listed. You'll be surprised how many do offer it. So.
Okay. And Renee wants to know, what can you use to help keep your scalp from getting irritated, to keep it from peeling?
And sometimes, anything with our scalp is really an internal condition. It's the immune system, and then maybe trying to get rid of some things. There's just things can be off. Sometimes what's factoring in that we don't know is the very product we're using on our hair. So it's always worth trying. Well, it's always worth adding some really good essential oils, essential fatty acids rather, to your diet, and kind of working on your diet, less sugar, all that. But also to try different things on your hair and see if maybe you are reacting to some of those petroleum products.
Okay. And then there was...
I can't say enough about the clay, though, when it comes to that. We have noticed a very big difference
I'm
itchy scalp, dry scalp, hair loss, that kind of thing.
Follow-up then to the baking. What about baking sheets? You put something in the oven.
Great question.
Isn't that a great question?
I know. And you know what? I am not there. I do have a baking stone, which I love. I think stone is great. Glass is good if you can use those, big glass. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not. We haven't moved. I haven't explored that.
I noticed that we do have some of these older ones. You keep banging that on that little table there.
Sorry, it's making noise.
But it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
We have enough time to give one more here.
This would be for the commuter, someone who drives. You're laughing at this. But it's someone who drives a lot, someone who travels, is a car air purifier.
Hmm.
something you've not thought of, right? So an auto diffuser, there's different versions of that. I just advise that you kind of research this, but that would be a great gift, how to get their car clear of chemicals, things they come in contact with all day that can kind of clear out and make it a good breathing space.
But there is a cabin air filter in the car.
That's a whole other issue, yes.
Maybe getting that changed would be a good thing.
That would be very active service.
Yeah.
Love language.
We get the love languages in here too. And then the next, you got to do the next one. We got enough time.
This would be for someone who's really on board with this and is on a roll. So it would be fun to give them a collection of bottles and jars that are decorative and fun. Again, going back to this person who is not going to, they're going to try and do this as cheaply as possible. And when you make your own products, and even when you're giving away something, there's nothing, mason jars are great. It's just fun to get these colored glasses, darkened blue and amber and that kind of thing.
Little
and
design shapes on
and
the
tins.
Side.
And yeah. There are these websites that just offer so many fun things. So that would be a great gift.
As a matter of, I remember if you put a water filter here. Was
I
that
did
one?
Not write down a water filter.
Because that was one of the first things that you got.
I did. It just didn't sound like a fun Christmas gift to me. But
I don't know. Under the tree?
Water filter? Water filtration is an issue. But again, I don't want to get people too overwhelmed with that.
No, we don't do that.
No.
But the reason I mention that is because you got these big glass water jars.
Well, you mean the big filter?
No, hold the water, see.
Oh, those. Oh, yes, our filtered water, gallon jars. I got those from a co-op. You know, there's all sorts of ways to get these big jars that you won't find in the store.
You can't find them, yeah.
They're very tough to find. But you can look. 1 gallon glass jars, I use them for all sorts of things.
Andrea Fabry, my toxic life coach, and more gift suggestions coming up here on Chris Fabry Live.
Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-548-3675.
This is Chris Fabry Live, and our remaining moments here, it always goes so quickly with Andrea Fabry, Toxic Life Coach. We promised to give you these 12 treats for, what is it?
Toxic trainee.
The toxic trainee.
It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday, 12 treats for the toxic trainee.
And we've gone through different books, essential oils, a diffuser, a safe cookware, all natural makeup, Rasul Clay. There's someone who's asked us to spell.
Rasul, very good question. R as in rabbit, H as in Henry, A as in apple, S as in Sam, O-U-L.
Clay. Rasul, R-H-A-S-S-O-U-L. And if you're asked that again, folks, you will know how to spell it.
You'll know it's Smectic.
Natural candles, get beeswax candle. It says in a candle bee farm. What is that?
Just a farm that makes the beeswax candles.
Clean a car air purifier. A collection of bottles and jars is where we just left off.
You know, just your idea about that big gallon jar and then you put some others in there.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Because those can
great.
Break pretty quickly because they're a little thin.
Sometimes they do, but there's a lot you can do with them. And you could even wrap that in a reusable shopping bag. How cool would that be?
Let's talk with Pat in Franklin, Tennessee. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Hi, Pat.
It's so cute listening to you guys. I feel like a fly on the wall with your relationship. It's enjoyable. I go back to I live in Chicago and listen to you and Greg, and
yes.
I even remember winning a contest one time because I remembered you had a Ford Festiva.
I miss that little car.
Festiva.
Little silver
still
car.
Still talks about that.
I love that car.
And Andrea, I just enjoyed you a lot when you were on Midday. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because I wanted to know when you found out how toxic you guys were, how did you cleanse your bodies other than trying to not use bad things that were affecting them? Did you actually do any cleanses?
You know,
maybe
this
what
is
types?
A,
I didn't know if you knew anything about the master cleanse or, just
great.
What did your experience be or where could you direct me?
Well, this would be a whole nother program. I'd love to sit and talk. I would. I so would. And, but I, having three, being 3 years down the road and understanding how the immune system reconstructs, I'm not sure there's a fast, quick fix to reconstructing what's been lost. However, our liver is very forgiving and it is 100% regenerable, but can regenerate. Yeah, thank you. So I feel like there's very good news, but I felt like I was trying to do this in 2 weeks. So I did try a couple of things, but as I look back and now that I feel like I'm progressing, I think a lot of it is your food is your medicine. Your medicine is your food. What are you putting in and how willing are you to be patient and research and then listen to what your body really needs? And we're going to talk more about that. So I'm glad you raised that. That's our next program. So
here's a thank you for your call. I love your Toxic Tuesday talks. My spouse is extremely chemically sensitive to the point of being homebound. We had to go chemical free all at once in a period of a few months. Andrea's right. Going all at once is overwhelming, but if you take it a step at a time, your bodies will thank you more and more as you get older. I'm so glad that we've done this. Cleaning is just as easy as before. I just do it differently. Personal care is just as easy as before, just different.
If not easier. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier. It's so much simpler. And I just walked down the aisles a couple of weeks ago because I don't, you know, I don't go down the cleaning or personal care aisles. And I did. And I'm just shocked at how complicated we've made this and how much simpler it is. It is the hurdle of change. Our brains, it's a lot of work on our brains, but we can do it because that's so good for our brains.
Yes, we can. Now, let's give this the final three then. Of
number
the tips.
10 would be a gift card to a local health food store. Going back to a previous one, this is where the person who's trying to get on board is not going to want to treat herself or himself and spend something extra. But if you have a gift card, it's like, oh, I think I'll try this. So that's a great, because there's lots of wonderful personal care products, you know, abundance of essential oils. There's a lot of stuff.
But
there.
Again, you got to read the label.
You have to be careful. It's not guaranteed that it's good for you, but it's certainly has a lot of excellent places to start. The next is all natural soap. This can be very fun to give there. And this, yet again, supporting that small business, there's just a lot of families out there selling their all-natural soap, and they're using their goat milk, and they're using olive oil and Castile creations and essential oils, and so that's a wonderful gift, or learn to make your own. We're not there yet.
Yes.
But and then the last one is homemade bath salts. I had to include something homemade. You'd be surprised how easy this is. It's one part baking soda to one part salts. Can be dead sea salt, Epsom salts, dendritic salts. Can be as complicated as you would like.
Can you
put some lavender essential oil in there. And sorry about the paper.
So she gets so excited
that I'm
about
using
this.
My arms. And he already moved this around so that my feet wouldn't make noise because I get excited.
Eric, you'd be proud of me.
He would.
I didn't take it personally.
I felt like I understand you are the radio guy here. I'm simply your guest.
Okay, let me go to Katrina in Elgin, Illinois. Katrina, what's your question?
My question is there a certain kind of hand lotion that would be good, like for the winter, because my hands get really dry and chapped.
In Elgin,
no matter
too.
Have you tried coconut oil?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'd start there because there are recipes and things that you can make, and they're all very fun, but they're not very easy. And this would be easy to try. Our bodies just seem to love coconut oil when it's a good quality.
Okay.
And then I might try jojoba oil because that most
closely.
Say
that again. What can I do?
Jojoba.
Is it J-O?
But that's a good holiday.
Jojoba.
What's the spelling on that?
J-O-J-O. Jojoba.
B-A.
Yes. Jojoba oil. That's a very good. You could do a wonderful card and give someone jojoba oil, because the thing to know about jojoba oil, it's the oil that most matches our sebum, which is our natural oil on our skin. It's most closely related to that. So I would try either one of those and see where that takes you if you notice a difference.
And hingle all the way. That'd be a good name for a dog, too.
Jojoba.
For the family. Hey, Katrina, thank you.
Thanks, Katrina.
And that, you know, in the Midwest, socked in there in the winter, and you know what I had?
Fingernails
right at the edge would crack and open and then bleed. And
but see, since we've been in Arizona, it's a very dry climate, and yours aren't.
My
that way.
Hands are so my skin is supple. I'm not smectic. And the other thing that you said here on the program that I want to highlight is that your liver is forgiving.
I think
that is very important, though.
I think that's the money quote.
That's the good news. That is very good news. I'd like to say more about that, but alas, our time's up.
If you want to find out more about these 12 treats for the toxic trainee, you can go to chrisfabrylive.org. Click on the website for momsaware.org, and there you'll be whisked away in the ether to all 12 of these, the books, the essential oils, the diffuser, on down to the Rasool clay, which you'll be able to see spelled correctly there. Andrea Kessel Fabry, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait
for Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, you too. And happy anniversary.
And we'll have you back in January. That'll be a really, really fun program.
Can't wait.
Lots of change coming in our lives, I'll tell you that. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.